It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kingle. Having topped the classical music charts and performed before a global TV audience of hundreds of millions at Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding, Shiku Kata-Mason has trouble picking the highlight of his year. "It's all been really, really amazing," he said. "I have just enjoyed everything, but sometimes the really small things, like playing for children in a school, are really special." Music education is a passion for Kata-Mason, who is using his newfound fame to highlight its value. "I think it's so, so important," he said. He attended a public school in Nottingham, England. "I was very, very lucky that all the schools I went to were supportive of music. I had the opportunity to experience music from a young age, and I'd love for everybody to have that opportunity." He's putting his money where his mouth is, also donating £3,000 to his old school, Trinity Catholic School in Nottingham, to ensure the future of cello teaching there. The 19-year-old's debut album, Inspiration, reached number 11 in the pop charts, and he won 2 Classical Brit Awards and played the Royal Variety performance as well. It was something that teenage inmates at the Metro Regional Center, a Department of Youth Services facility in Boston, don't get a chance to do that often. Listen to live classical music. One teen tried his hand at conducting the group of classically trained musicians, tentatively moving his hands like a conductor would, setting the tempo for the musicians as they played Bach's The Art of the Fugue. The teens were being visited by Sarasa, a Boston-based chamber ensemble. The group was originally a collective of musicians that has now mushroomed into a mission-driven arts organization that goes to venues that range from concert halls to correctional facilities. The group now performs in youth service facilities about a dozen times a year. They recently received a Community Partner Award from the Massachusetts Department of Youth Services after the performance musicians invited the teens to describe the music and how it made them feel. One teen said, "It was calm and intense and calm again. It's always interesting to play because you never know how they're going to react. This past time, we were playing Bach's Art of the Fugue, and that's quite a complex piece, intellectual piece, but they seem to really react well to it," one of the members said. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and join Linda Cassidy every weekday at noon for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 classical pieces. Member-supported 89.5 KBach KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College celebrating 40 years, and Arizona State University.